Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today, we'll continue with Professor Todd Green, who's giving this lecture to help us to understand the problem with Islamophobia. And as you will continue to hear him, as we critique him, you'll find out he actually is taking the position that conservatives are more Islamophobic than liberals. Even though sometimes we talked about both sides being involved in Islamophobia. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
You know, I have a friend who teaches at UC Berkeley and Zeitgen College in California named Hatem Bazian, who argues that around this time, this is where we see that the M word, Muslim, becomes something of the new N word in political discourse, right? That it really does start to have a racialized slur tone to it. To call someone a Muslim is sort of degrading, or that's at least the impression, right?
First of all, if you have a hard time to understand what Professor Todd Green is saying, you are not alone. We have a very difficult time trying to figure out what in the world he is saying, because he is speaking fast and he mumbles. But here are some of the highlights of what he said. He has a friend, and that friend, from his name Hasni something, I believe it's a Muslim name, said something very amazing about the M word and the N word. We all know what is the N word to describe black Americans. But what is the M word? It is a word equal to the N word, according to that friend of his, for the Muslim people. So now when we say the M word means the Muslim people. And what is wrong with that? He said it is impression of degrading the Muslim people. When people use that word, it makes Muslims feel like they are insulted. But let me remind you of the history of the past. Do you know why they call Christians Christians in Antioch in the early days of the church? Because people then were mocking the Christians because they are Christ-like. And we did not get upset about it. And we did not say, how dare these people to call us Christians? And we named ourselves and we continue to brag about our belief by calling ourselves Christians. We are Christians because we believe in Christ and we are Christ-like. So why Muslims in America would be upset about somebody calls them Muslims or calls them the M-word? And here is the truth, my friends. If you are ignorant of Islam, like Professor Todd Green and all liberals we have in America, then you maybe get offended by hearing that this man is a Muslim or that woman Muslima. But in reality, if you know Islam, how evil and how savage that cult is, you yourself, if you are a Muslim, you don't want anybody to call you a Muslim. You know what's so amazing about the hundreds of phone calls I get and the many emails I get about somebody who have a daughter who is about to be married to a Muslim man? And what is the common statement which is said by all these Muslim men who would like to marry these young ladies? They always tell the females of America that I am not a practicing Muslim. And I start talking to these young ladies and I say, why do you think he said to you he's not a practicing Muslim? And most likely they have some intelligence to figure out there's something wrong about being a Muslim. Even Muslim men who want to marry these young ladies are confessing, I am not a practicing Muslim. And what is wrong of being practicing Muslim? You see, Muslims know that they have a problem with Islam. So the best thing you do is deny you're a Muslim to get somewhere in America. They actually do not want to say their name is Muhammad. So if you ask some Muslim man, what is your name? He will tell you, my name is Ed, or my name is Mo. And if you ask him, would you please spell your name for me? He will tell you it is M-O-H-M-M-E-D. So his name is really Muhammad, but he denying that by saying my name is Ed or Mo or my name is Lee, even though his real name is Ali. You see, there is a problem with Islam. And what is so amazing 5 or 10 years later, after that Muslim man married to these young American ladies, surprise, surprise, he is a Muslim. He's taking his children to the mosque and he is forcing his wife to become a Muslim. Or maybe he would divorce her, or he would take his children and go back overseas, and life will be miserable for this poor American lady. There was no problem with Christians to be called Christians because we brag about it. But Muslims in America are denying the reality that they are Muslims, even by not telling the truth about their real name, if it's Muhammad or Ali. So, yes, indeed, Professor Todd Green, there is an M word, and that M word goes with everything written in the Quran, and everything was taught by Muhammad in the Hadith, and everything that has been practiced by the Muslim believers throughout the last 1400 years, including the last shooting in America and the next one which Muslims will carry out in the near future. And don't forget about the September 11 attacks. So we in America, those who have some logic, those who have some common sense, those who have read the Quran, know that we have a problem with the M word. There is no problem with the N word. There is no problem with the Christian name, but we have a problem with M word, and that problem is Islam itself. But I wonder, what is this professor's friend hoping to accomplish? Are Muslims in America trying to make it illegal for the American people to use the word Muslim, the M word? Will we be prosecuted in the future if we use the M word as if some white people use the N word today as if they have committed a crime against black? Where Professor Todd and his other professor friend are going with that? Well, let's move on with Professor Todd Green to learn about Colin Powell and what he said about the Muslim people.
It took someone like Colin Powell to try to say, hey, there actually isn't anything wrong with being a Muslim. But the Obama campaign itself struggled to respond to this accusation at times, right, because of how the position itself in terms of acceptability.
So here we go, America. Mr. Colin Powell did not say anything wrong about being a Muslim. He said there is nothing actually wrong with being a Muslim. Do you know why Mr. Colin Powell said that? Because he's ignorant of Islam. I cannot imagine you go to a doctor and the doctor found you have very bad disease, some cancer, and that disease will kill you in few months. And the doctor will smile on your face and they will say to you, there's nothing wrong about your cancer. There's nothing wrong about your AIDS. I'm sorry, that doctor needs some help. There is a big problem of being a Muslim, and that is Islam itself. Muslims are victims, number one, of the disease of Islam. And the only way you can figure this out is not listening to our politicians or any Muslims in America. It is simply to read the book. What book? Once again, the Quran. Their holy book is a problem. If the American people will bother to read it. That's why, once again, we encourage you to get our translation of the Quran, the generous Quran, and read it once in your life. Now, Professor Todd Green said there's a problem with Obama's campaign itself. Why? Because they're struggling. They struggled to respond to this accusation at times and how to position itself because in terms of its acceptability. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about Obama later to see what Obama campaign people did to protect Obama from the Muslims to help him to win the 2008 election. But for now, let us continue with Professor Todd Green's lecture. That is when he said...
But you see here in this 2008 poll from June, I believe, that you know, we got about 12% of those polled who actually believe that Obama's a Muslim. One of the ironies, of course, is that back in March of 2008, there was another big controversy about Obama and religion that wasn't about Islam at all. It was about a pastor named Jeremiah Wright who was preaching radical theology and God damn America and critiquing U.S. imperialism. So, you know, this idea, well, is he a radical black Christian? Is he a radical black Muslim? And that you actually have some portion of the population who just can actually not understand that those are contradictory narratives, right? But it also goes to show the level of racism at work here and that Islamophobia itself is a form of racism and racializing people.
Professor Green here is talking about two separate controversial issues with Mr. Obama. First, there are 12% of the people in America in some poll, which was made in June of 2008, believed that he's a Muslim. We have already proven that in our last program, 100% Obama is a Muslim. Even if nobody in America believes he's a Muslim, according to Islam, he's a Muslim. He was born from Muslim daddy, and he said the Shahada few thousand times. And these are the only two ways by which any person will become a Muslim. Now, the second controversy here, which Professor Green is talking about, it's about a pastor by the name Jeremiah Wright. And he's building his case here with deception to tell us that is about Obama being a radical black Christian. And Professor Green is mocking the idea about Obama. Is he a radical black Muslim or a radical black Christian?
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
First of all, we have to clarify that Jeremiah Wright is just happened to be the only reason why Obama's people and the Democrats believe that Obama is a Christian. This is his own pastor. And the liberal media and all those who are in the Democrat Party continue to say for many years, Obama is a Christian. And if you ask any of them, even until today, why do you believe Obama is a Christian? They will tell you because he is a member at Jeremiah Wright's church for over 28 years. But that's not what Professor Green is talking about here. He's talking about this being a radical Christian. My friends, had Obama been in any other church, and that church was not a Christian church, we have to use this to speak about the truth. It has nothing to do with the color of the church, but it just happened in the case of Obama here that he is at an ungodly church whose preacher taught black theology, which has nothing to do with Christianity. Therefore, we cannot call him radical Christian. But even if Obama attends some liberal church who do not preach these wicked, evil sermons, but it is not a Christian church, meaning some church who do not believe in the truth of the gospel in any way, shape, or form, we will expose Obama then by saying he's not a Christian because that church which he is attending have nothing to do with Christianity. So in simple words, there are two important facts. Number one, Jeremiah Wright is not a minister of the gospel. His church is not a Christian church, even though the liberal media is using that man and his church as evidence that Obama is a Christian. The second important fact, Jeremiah Wright Church or any other church in America or around the world cannot be called radical Christian churches because there is no radical Christianity. You will never see in the Bible any verse in the New Testament where Jesus or his disciples said, go and perform jihad in the name of Jesus for the sake of God. Or if you do not believe, kill them. This is not what's in Christianity. You may find some radical Christians, those who believe to love their enemy, those who believe to feed their enemy if they're hungry and give them a drink if they're thirsty. those who believe in the true teaching of the Bible, those who are Christ-like. These are fundamental, radical Christians. But that is not what Professor Todd Green is talking about. He's talking about, oh, we got some radical Muslims and we got some radical Christians. And believe me, if you ask him, can you give me an example of radical Christians? He would tell you, oh, the Crusaders. Excuse me, once again, the Crusaders were not radical Christians. The Crusaders were warriors who defended their countries. And thank God for the Crusaders. If it was not for the Crusaders, Europe would have become a Muslim country a good 1,000 years ago. It is worth noticing again here that we don't judge Christianity by what Christians say or do, but by the teaching of the Bible, the words of Jesus and the words of the apostles. And we do not judge Islam by what Muslims say or do, but we judge Islam by what is written in the Quran, Allah's words, and what is taught and practiced by Muhammad, the Sunnah of Islam. And if you know these simple facts, you know for sure that there are no radical Christians, but there are plenty of true, wicked, evil, radical Muslim believers. And now, let's go back to continue with Professor Todd Green, who stated the following.
John McCain, for his part, who was the Republican nominee in 2008, he had a few gaffes. He joked about bombing Iran, singing Bomb Bomb Iran, if you remember that, to the Beach Boys' Barbaran. And he had this incident in Lakeville, Minnesota in October of 2008, where a woman in the crowd with a microphone said, you know, I can't support Barack Obama because he's an Arab. And McCain, and I genuinely believe this is what he was trying to do in terms of being a civil states person, responded, no, he was not an Arab. He's a decent family. Not an Arab, a decent family man. It's a problematic statement in many ways, though he oftentimes gets cited for the statement as a good thing about what he was doing in terms of trying to, you know, keep the campaign in terms of a civil discourse. But it is sort of a reminder of how these kind of prejudicial narratives still can be deeply ingrained. That being said, there wasn't a lot of overt Islamophobic signaling in the McCain campaign in 2008. I can point to some other incidents like this, but none of it, in my opinion, came across as particularly overt, right, or strategic or calculated.
So here we go, America. Professor Todd Green's opinion of John McCain. First, he talked about McCain joking in one of his speeches about bombing Iran. And we all know that McCain is a confused man, a man who lives with political correctness as well when it comes to Islam. On one hand, he supports Israel, and he wanted Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel, and he wanted Israeli people to have the right to live in their land peacefully. But on the other hand, he was a liberal in many of his thoughts, words, and decisions. And I'm not going to get into the politics of McCain here, but if you know Senator McCain, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Was he joking about bombing Iran? Or was he sincere about bombing Iran? I do not know. But it was about a song and play on words about bomb bomb Iran. But at least he will not give Iran $152 billion as Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did, making a deal with Valerie Jarrett, a Muslim lady from Iran, and John Kerry, who have a son-in-law who just happened to be a Muslim doctor from Iran. And boy, if you talk about conflict of interest, here it is, clear like the sun in the middle of the day. But in any way, this was one thing. How about the other thing? When a woman in a crowd said out loud in a microphone that, you know, I cannot support Barack Obama because he is an Arab. Guess what the answer of Senator McCain? He said, he's not an Arab. He is a decent family man. Excuse me, what does it take to be an Arab? It is to be born from an Arab daddy. And guess who is Mr. Hussein? An Arab man who lived in Kenya. You know, the Muslims in Kenya, they don't call themselves Kenyans. If you are a true Muslim in any Muslim country, you call yourself Arab. Because they know that the roots of their Islam is an Arab Muslim man who killed some men of whatever country they lived in. And they raped the women whom they took as concubines and slaves. And these are the mothers of all the Arab Muslims, no matter what country they were born in. So all the Muslims of Kenya don't call themselves Kenyans, but they call themselves Arabs. All the Muslims of Egypt, they don't call themselves Egyptian, Copt. No, they call themselves Arabs. The Muslims of Sudan, they don't call themselves Sudanese. No, they call themselves Arabs. This is a fact. Mr. McCain, with his political correctness and his ignorance, he defended Barack Hussein Obama by telling his audience that Obama is not an Arab. But in reality, he is 100% an Arab. Why? Because the father in Islam determines the nationality of the children. So if you have a French daddy, you are a French. If you have a British daddy, you are a British. If you have an Arab daddy, you are an Arab. So this was an error from Mr. McCain. He's trying to be politically correct, and that's why he lost his election. I know here in America, all people believe that Barack Hussein Obama is the first African-American president. And I'm sorry to tell you, that's not true. Obama is the first Arab-American president simply because he has an Arab daddy, and he is an American because his mother is a white American woman. Unless, once again, you believe he was born in Kenya, and if that's the case, then we have a bigger problem of having an illegal president. You see, I believe that lady who spoke from the crowd, she actually meant she would not vote for Obama or she would not support Obama because he's a Muslim. But she confused the word Muslim with Arab. That is the major problem. Lots of American people believe that all Arab are Muslims and all Muslims are Arabs. And obviously, we know this is false. There are plenty of Jewish Arab and Christian Arab. And not all Muslims are Arab. For I believe around 87% of the Muslim people in the world today are not Arab, but they belong to other countries. Even though most of those in Africa, in many different countries, will call themselves Arabs. This is just a way to be prejudiced against non-Muslims. Muslims in Sudan, the Arab ones, hate the rest of the people of Sudan who are not Muslims because they simply believe that they are superior to the Christians of Sudan, even though they're both black. And you will not know the difference between a Muslim Sudani, Arab, or a non-Muslim Sudani, a Christian. But once again, what's important here is this. That woman who spoke at McCain's rally was confused between Obama being an Arab or a Muslim. She actually meant that he's a Muslim. And that is where McCain spoke with political correctness to deny that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim man. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.